In the Parsha of Ben Seiru Moira, the Rashi is well known. The Pasuk says that they come and they say, So Rashi emphasizes that he's ben seiru meira eino chayav ad sheyignoy veyochal. It says the shiurim has to steal and he has to eat a certain amount of bosor and a certain amount of wine, and that's what zoyel v'soyvei means. And of course he explains that ben seiru meira nergal shem soifoy. He's killed because of what is eventually going to happen. The Torah was yored to the depth of his essence. Soif shemachale moment oviv, because of his zoylel v'soyvei habits, he's going to eventually eat up all of his father's wealth. And mevakesh limud v'ena moitzi, he won't find any more money available to buy those things that he's become so addicted to and so dependent on. And he's going to stand there, Parshas Brochim, and he's going to steal from people and he might kill them and so forth. So Yorda Omra Teira Yomus Zakai Val Yomus Chayev. It's better he should die now when we know that this is what's going to happen, rather than he should die Chayev after he performs these acts. So therefore, even when he's at that age, he's young and he's not yet developed, but we see the signs of what's going to happen. So the Ralbag says that there's a Toelis here in Midas, v'hu, mashet sivonu lodnba ben seiru meira. That is, there's a Toelis in that we have to judge the ben seiru meira, fi mashet biyaro ha-toira. As the Torah says, what has to happen to him? Ukvar biyarnu ha-toelis ha-magia mizeh. He says, explain this Toelis. Ki mi sheyilbash zeh horroya be'elu ha-tchunois. The person who is adorned with this evil in these Tchunas Hanefesh. These are his nature. His nature is Zoylel V'Soyvei. He has to be this insatiable, I guess, taiva and to eat and to drink for Bosor V'Yayin. V'lo yekabel Musar, and he will not accept, because it says Einenu Shamea B'Koylenu. V'lo yekabel Musar Loy Mehoirov V'Loy MiBezdin. He refuses to accept any Musar, not from his parents and not from the Bezdin. Be'eis Hayaldus Shu Eis HaMusar. In the time of his, he's not yet bar mitzvah, it's the time of Yaldus, which is a time that he's more ready to accept Musar. Hinehu mevuar, it's clarified, it's clear. Shehu Yosef beroya tomid, he will consistently be adding more and more to his evil ways. Ad sheyashchis atzmoy bezulosoy, he will end up destroying himself and others. And therefore the Torah decided that we have to speed up this process and put an end to his life now, because that's definitely what's going to happen later. And I guess that's the same Yomu Zakai Val Yomus Chayov. What's I think interesting over here is the fact that it isn't just the Teva that he has. He has this Tchuna. This Tchunas HaNefesh are very, very appalling. He has this insatiable appetite for meat and for wine, and it looks like it's just beyond control. But there's another Nakuda. He says he will not accept Musar from his parents or from Bezdin at a time when people are more receptive, should normally be more receptive to Musa, because he's a kid, there's not that much resistance. I'm not the adult, I'm not the big chocham, I'm not the proven scholar or wise man who knows more than everybody else. I'm a kid, so okay, that's a time. And if he can't accept Musa, then as far as we're concerned now, with those tchunas and the inability for a person to accept Musa, so it's all over. It's vadai. There's no hope for this person without the ability to accept Musar. It's mevur shu yosef baroya tomid ad sheyas it's atzmo bisulosoy. That seems a little bit strange, because a person has a bad tchuna. Sometimes people can change their bad tchunas. Sometimes even if he can't accept Musa from others, which is painful, which is embarrassing, which is compromising of his own independence, but... Listen, this is not a way. I'm going to spend my life like this. My father almost has no more money left. I'm eating him out of house and home. But no, it seems that It's on its own. It's not going to happen. And if he has such a tchuna that it's not going to change. There could be tchunas that are so bad, but yet if he has the ability to be makabel musar, then even a tchuna which will go unchallenged and will grow and become worse and worse, b'teva. But if he has the ability to be makabel musar, then that can be changed. But if he doesn't, then there's no hope. There's no way. There's a person could be in such a matzav without the ability to be makabel musar from others, from Bezdin certainly knows the halacha. It's not even insulting so much to accept from Bezdin. That's the, and I'm a child. I can accept from my parents. I'm not such an adult where I'm a bar plukta with my parents. But no, if he cannot do that, then this is gone. He's lost. He's mevur shehu Yosef beroya tomid. This is an inevitable conclusion. So I think just this idea of being able to be makabel musar. Now, right, we're not children, so we have it a little bit harder. We're beyond that the children stage. But lemaisa, the idea of being makabel musar, without it, who knows what kind of dangers we have. We don't necessarily have Zoyl of the Seve, but there are other mitzvahs, and things don't necessarily change automatically. And just the human ability to change himself, to recognize his own thing, is something that's not assured. And unless he has this outside ability, we not only, in this particular case, because it's so terrible, we know what's going to happen. But even though it's so terrible, if he would have this ability to be Mekabel Musar, then even something which he has no hope for, if it goes on its own, and there's no way in the world that he'll ever come to his own realization that he should do something about it. But if he's a person that could be Mekabel Musar, then for such a person there's still hope. Without that, there's nothing. Now, it's very difficult to be Mekabel Musar. I just want to refer you to here. I really don't want to read the whole thing because there's no time. But there's a beautiful piece here from the Alter. This is taken from the Orat Sofon, where he talks about the busha that we feel. He says, we say it in benching. I'm just going to say it over, b'kitzur. He says, the busha, because he says, shloi nevoish v'loi nikoleim, loi lemvoed. Says, if I have to take matnas bosavadam, I have to take from a person, or I have to take not a matona, but even a halvor. And not only that, he says, I'm not taking a matona, I'm not taking a halvor, but I don't feel that what I'm getting is miyodoy hameleo hapsucho akdoishav orchovo. I feel Hashem's giving me. It's from him, it's not from people. But it's not meleo, it's not psucho, it's not rochovo. I feel that Tzelem Elikim inside is on such a level, the godless Odom is so great, that not only if I take from someone my busha, and he says klima means, I don't know how he knows exactly, means la'olam habo, ba'olam hazeh, uva'olam habo, busha is here, klima is forever, I'll be mevuyish, I'll be diminished, my neshama will be diminished, even in olam habo. In other words, the pain of taking from someone, or even not taking, but not feeling that Hashem is giving it to me with such generosity, with yodo hamleo apsucha k'doishav orchova, that creates in the Tzelem Elikim a busha, and that busha is so devastating that he's, and he goes on to, he may not even know about it, it may be subconscious, but it's a busha shloi nevo shloi nikolem loylam void. That means that it's very, very difficult, and I think that taking musar from someone, even a parent, even a bezdin, even a child doing it, and certainly an adult who's not in that easy matzav, it's a very difficult thing. I'm independent. I'm an adult. I'm a bardas. I have seichel. I have independence. I have my own opinion. I have my own life. I'm responsible for my own life. I'm a tzelem elokim. I have godless odom. I bought into all this stuff. You know, like they used to make fun of Slabotka, a man is a malach, please shine my shoes, you know. I'm a malach, please shine my shoes. I feel this godless odom. It's so, so difficult to take it's so painful. If it's not consciously painful, then it's subconsciously painful. But it's there. It can devastate a person. It creates, he says, a busha le'olam void, that my neshama has been so nifga from having to take from somebody else or from not feeling it directly from Hashem. So memela, it diminishes my neshama, that gam, that busha, remains in this diminished neshama, even forever, even for the olam ha'emes, the olam ha'netzach, there's also a gam that remains because I'm so sensitive to busha. Now, I thought about this, and I think that the ramifications of this concept are very far-reaching, and I'd just like to touch on it just a little bit. It would seem, then, that Musar being given by others, Musar Shmuzin, certainly in the developed the idea of a Musar Shmuz where the fire and brimstone and telling people what to do and what not to do and what's wrong with their lives, that's not the way to go. It's too painful. Since it's so painful, we don't want to pay attention to it. If it's a busha lo'ilam void, it's going to be very, very hard for people to accept. That's true. So what's the Eitzah? So I think there's two Eitzahs. One Eitzah is, Parsha, we have to learn Musa by ourselves. When I talk to myself, I'm not embarrassed. I mean, if I talk to myself in public, I may be embarrassed. But if I talk to myself, I'm learning with myself. I'm not, nobody is trying to influence me. It's not outside influence. It's not pegeya in my godless ha'odom. I'm talking to myself. I'm being mashpia on myself. That seems to be the only way. And the danger of not doing it is leaving chesroinus and midas, which can be potentially devastating, to grow and grow and grow and get worse and worse and worse and end up who knows what it could do. Let's say we're not dealing with Zeilel v'Soive, we're not dealing with the child who could become a Ben Seira Meira, but we're dealing with all kinds of midas. Midas, we have all kinds of complications and hashchosis and prisus and misguided midas. And we have to be able to learn Musar by ourselves and to be able to correct ourselves. And therefore, I think that unless we chap how critical a Musa Seder is, and a Musa Seder, besides learning with a Chavrusa, which helps in the Chochmas HaMusa, but certainly the Limud HaMusa Bispailus and the internalizing of the Musa concepts, we have to take some time by ourselves too, and Cheshbon HaNefesh, and focusing and repeating and picturing the severity, that Tzirchushi, all of these things are critical. And if we don't do that, then we're in danger of allowing whoever we are and whoever we might be and whoever we may not be to just run out of control without ever being able to take it under control. And certainly when someone's going to come and call us on it, we're not going to be very receptive, because that's pegeya in the Tzelem Elokim. And therefore, so I think that the upshot of all of this, and especially as we face, you know, coming closer to the Yom Noiroim, I think the idea is that there must be this commitment to learn Musar. And I think that the idea that we set forth, and I mentioned this before, that the Musar Seder is not an optional. It's not an optional Musar Seder. It's imperative. It's the most, according to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, it's the most important Seder of the day. And the reason he says is, like the famous mimer that he says, if you ask, if someone asked him once if he has a half hour to learn, should he learn Musa, should he learn Gemara? So he says, learn Musa for the half hour and you'll find that you have more time to learn. And if we keep religiously, fanatically to the Musa Seder, and that's why it comes together with Mincha, because otherwise if it was before Mincha, which might be nice to prepare for Mincha learning Musa, but the problem would be, all right, I'll come a few minutes late, then I'll come a few minutes later, then I come a few even more late, and before you know it, it's all over. Mincha starts at a certain time, should start at 2:45, but today it's going to be delayed. And Memela, I'm there, Tefila B'Tzibur, and then I have time to learn Musar and to focus, and that's the only way. It's the only way. Nobody can do it for us. The whole idea, probably the biggest problem in our society today, is we've taught children from the earliest age that we do it for them. We make the rules, we make the regulations, we enforce the rules, we insist on the enforcement of the rules, we're constantly telling them what to do, and mamela, they get the message that I'm not responsible for myself. And as they grow up, they don't access the full gamut of adult, mature self-responsibility. We have to do that. Musa does that. I'm in charge of myself. I'm responsible for myself. Nobody else can make it happen, and nobody else is going to take the responsibility for it not happen. It's mine. And therefore, I think this has to be, it's just like a super, super, super imperative. I think there's one other lesson, just very briefly, and that is, we have to be makir, the extent of the Chesed Hashem. It sounds like, from what the Alter says here, Meisim Mamish Posh Pshat in the Birchas Hamozin, which is not his nusach, that's the nusach of Chazal, that if I don't, I'm not margish, that I get what I get, miyodcho, from your hand, not just your hand, hamaleo, your full hand, hapsucho, your open hand, hakdoisha, that's, some people say, is a different girsa even, that means a wide open hand, but horachovo, your broad hand, I'm also going to feel busha. So in reality, we have to focus on the Chesed Hashem. It's not enough, okay, Hashem does good for me. That's like miyodcho haskuro. That's miyodcho not maleo. Realize, look what it is. Imagine, focus on the extent of the Chesed. Miyodcho amleo apsucho akdoisho v'orchovo. That's going to make the difference. That's going to make the difference. That's going to expand a relationship with Hashem that we're going to realize it's from Hashem and it's in the fullest way from Hashem, and it's matim for the Tzelem Elohim to receive such largesse, and therefore it takes away all embarrassment. And it's that this, I think, is an opportunity to appreciate more the Chesed Hashem does. And we know that to the greater degree that we appreciate the Chesed Hashem is to that degree that we find ourselves capable of change, of growth, of tshuva, of hasmoda, of amelus, because look at the Chesed Hashem does for me. So I think it's very important to expand that realization, and to the degree that we expand it, we'll feel better about ourselves, because it's not going to be the busha of not getting it from that liyoda cham leo apsucho v'akdoisho v'orchovo, and the mele will be able to appreciate the Chesed more, and it'll motivate us more to accomplish those things that we have to and that we want to accomplish in life.